welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Wednesday, kind of an early work start for your humble host today. Went in for a big meeting at the radio station. Oh, no, there's nothing like catastrophic or anything like that, but it was a lot of fun. Bellavia, Tim Wenger, and the Odyssey sales team were there, and it was a lot of fun. I actually don't mind waking up early for those kinds of meetings. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get into today, but I always say that on News Radio 930 WBEN. And the first thing I want to get into is the State Attorney General Letitia James. And you know what? Honestly, I have kind of I've stopped being frustrated by anything that happens in New York State, because I realized many years ago it isn't worth it, because in this state, New York State, nothing is going to change, okay? You have a finite period of life that you are going to have on this planet, and politics goes on forever. And in a finite period of life that you have on this planet, you need to decide for yourself and for your family, look, I have 40 years, 50 years left in life. Where do I want to spend it? Do I want to spend it in a state like New York, or do I want to spend it in a state that is a little more in line with my the way I choose to live my life? And this Letitia James story is just absurd. And to me, it's an example of the very worst in government. And it is also an example of no matter how absurd, no matter how crazy an idea is, in New York State, it will probably happen. It will probably succeed. And the people who make it succeed, in all likelihood, are going to be reelected, and they will be reelected by a sizable margin. For example, the Mark Poloncarz victory in the county executive's race. For as much bitching and complaining as I heard during COVID and during the storm about Mark Poloncarz, he handily won re-election against an extremely incompetent Republican Party. The Republican Party cannot get out of its own way. I am not a Republican. I have not been a Republican for, I don't know, decades now. I am an independent and a proud independent. I have zero use for the Republican Party. And frankly, I have zero use for the Democratic Party. However, I have a lot more respect for the Democrat Party, because when they have power, they're not afraid to use it. They use it. They use it unapologetically. And they always seem, in New York State anyway, they always seem to get their way. Whatever they want, they get, and the judges will back them up, and everybody else is just like, huh? And I think back to what former Governor Andrew Cuomo said about these conservatives, who are they? These right-to-life people, what right do they have being in New York State? They ought to all move out of New York State, and I'm paraphrasing. And you know, then he blamed the climate, as if the climate has changed dramatically from when they built the Erie Canal back in the 1820s to the time New York State started hemorrhaging population. And one of our callers, I think it was last week, said, hey, the reason the Republicans will never have a chance in New York State is because most of them, or many of them, are moving out because they simply can't take it anymore. They just can't take it. The way this state is being governed is just so far away from their own individual lifestyle philosophies that they can't take it anymore, and they're getting out. And what I heard today from the state attorney general, we can actually, I think, take politics out of this, because it need not be a political question. And I say that because one thing I know is that in New York State, the politics will never change. If you want to live in a state that is more in line with the way you think, if you don't think the way the current leadership of New York State thinks, basically you have an option. You can stay in New York State and be miserable and hope things are going to change, and it is never going to happen. Okay, it is never, It just isn't going to happen. And you go ahead and call me a defeatist and, oh, you're surrendering, you're waving the white flag. But I don't know. You show me where I'm wrong, because the Republicans can't win. The Republicans are utterly inept. They have no message. The message that they have is watered down by various factions within the party, and it's hopeless. If you happen to think one side versus the other side, if you are on the right side of the political spectrum, it really doesn't make sense to stay in New York State. And this is the big if political decisions and political ideologies are your benchmark of what quality of life happens to be. Your best single option, my opinion, is to get out of New York State. Move somewhere else, because it makes a hell of a lot more sense. You and all of Western New York and all of upstate New York are never ever going to change this state. No matter how much you wish, no matter how much you hope, it isn't going to happen. And it's a simple mathematical equation. The votes are in New York City. Okay, New York City is not exactly a bastion of Republican or conservative thought. New York City runs the rest of New York State, and it is always going to be that way. And you are, if you are on the right side of the political spectrum, I hate to break the news to you, but look, if the county executive's race in Erie County didn't convince you of that, I don't know what will. If the race Lee Zeldin against Kathy Hochul did not convince you of that, I don't know what will. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing is going to change in this state for those of you whose political ideology is to the right of center to make you want to stay, if the political ideology is a major factor in your life. Others have, of course, jobs that you can't do remotely. You have family commitments here. You have things that you need to do here in Western New York. And you can always find a way to be trapped by your circumstances. Family, of course, being a big one. Jobs, of course, being a big one. But this nonsense that we heard about today from the state attorney general, I shook my head, and I just kept shaking my head. And then I realized, why am I shaking my head? Because I could shake my head until it turns around and spins 360 like Linda Blair and The Exorcist, and it isn't going to change a single thing. Letitia James will be reelected attorney general. Should she run for governor at some point, she'll be elected governor of New York State. And if it isn't Letitia James, it is going to be somebody on the far left who is going to end up winning the gubernatorial race in New York State. And frankly, the Republicans don't have a chance. Think of the Republican Party in New York State and locally like the Buffalo Bills against the Denver Broncos on Monday night, okay? Error-prone, they can't get out of each other's way. There is dissension in the ranks, and kind of interesting what Stephon Diggs' brother had to say about Josh Allen. And, I got to believe that brothers talk frequently, especially to NFL brothers. And I mentioned the other day that the situation in the Cincinnati playoff game last year, where Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen were clearly not having a good time together, I'll put it mildly, was to me kind of an indicator of what the next season was going to bring as the Bills playoff window, my personal opinion, closes faster and faster and faster. But my question to you is pretty direct. In life, should corporations, should companies have to bear the brunt of what consumers do with their products once they are done? And it strikes me as being absolutely insane that we're going after Pepsi-Cola because Pepsi-Cola litter has been found along the Buffalo River at a rate higher than anybody else's. And the way I'm reading this story, it's that I'll get to that when I start reading the story from WBEN.com, and we do have some various sound from the New York State Attorney General. But in case you did not hear the story in Buffalo's newscast there with Tom Puckett at 10 minutes after 2, the New York State Attorney General was in Buffalo to announce the historic filing of a groundbreaking lawsuit against PepsiCo for harming the public and the environment with its single-use plastic packaging. The Attorney General's office finds that single-use plastic produced by demonic PepsiCo contributes significantly to high levels of plastic pollution along the Buffalo River, pollution that is contaminating drinking water and harming wildlife. So let me just get this straight. The packaging that PepsiCo makes is walking out of stores and is depositing itself in the Buffalo River and along the Buffalo River in an obvious attempt to maliciously do harm to the general health of the general public. It's the packaging that's doing it. The lawsuit alleges that PepsiCo substantially causes public harm in Buffalo, has failed to warn consumers about the potential health and environmental risks of its single-use plastic packaging, and misleads consumers and the public about its efforts to combat plastic pollution. Through the lawsuit, Attorney General James wants to make PepsiCo end practices that threaten the environment and the public, and to obtain disgorgement, civil penalties, and restitution for the damage inflicted upon New York's communities and environment. So PepsiCo is, I guess, taking its products and single-handedly dumping them along the Buffalo River in an obvious attempt to pollute the Buffalo River, which is, by the way, just as clean as your bathwater on any given day. No company is too big to ensure their products do not damage our environment and public health. All New Yorkers have a basic right to clean water, yet PepsiCo's irresponsible packaging and marketing endanger Buffalo's water supply, environment, and public health. Oh, my goodness. So PepsiCo is headquartered, well, for right now, it's headquartered in New York. If I were PepsiCo, I would say, really? Screw you. We're going to Florida. We're going to the Carolinas. We're going to Tennessee. We're going to Kentucky. We've had it with New York State. Up yours. But anyway, PepsiCo, headquartered in New York State, makes produces and packages at least 85 different beverage brands and 25 snack food brands that predominantly come in single-use plastic containers. So a couple of years ago, actually last year, the Attorney General conducted a survey of all kinds of waste collected at 13 sites along the Buffalo River and its tributaries, and found that PepsiCo's single-use packaging was the most significant. Now, check this out. Of all of the pieces of plastic trash collected with an identifiable brand, over 17% were produced by PepsiCo. Now, I'm not a math major, but that means that 83% had nothing to do with PepsiCo on an identifiable basis. So I would like to know what you think about this situation. Should New York State be going after a company which makes 17% 17% of these harmful plastic one-use packaged products that line the Buffalo River and its tributaries, or should the slobbish individuals who litter be responsible for what they do? Now, there are signs all over the place, of course, about unlawful to litter, up to a whatever it is fine at this point in life. But to go after a corporation for the end results of packaging of its products instead of going after the individuals who are actually doing the litter strikes me as being just a money grab. It strikes me as being absolutely immoral. It is totally immoral. How do you blame a corporation Oh, evil Pepsi. Oh, they're so bad. How many people are employed by PepsiCo in New York State? How much money does New York State receive from the payroll taxes from PepsiCo employees? How much money does PepsiCo pay New York State for the privilege of doing business in New York State? If I were PepsiCo, I would say, New York, screw you. We're out of here. We're going somewhere else because you guys are an absolute joke. And again, you don't even have to be political about this. You don't even have to. I mean, seriously, this is just to me anyway, it's a common sense question. You go after the people who are doing the littering. And if you need to detach a squad of Buffalo officers or DEC police to the Buffalo waterfront and start giving tickets to people who are indiscriminately littering, well, why don't you do that and make the individual who is actually responsible for depositing the packaging on the river and its tributaries responsible for the damage they're allegedly doing? It is absolutely, to me, beyond belief. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It is asinine. And look, you're not going to find, and I know this might sound counterintuitive, you're not going to find a bigger environmentalist than the guy you're listening to right now. That's why I was so against the wind turbines and continue to be in Lake Erie, because I think our Great Lakes are our greatest single natural resource, and they are desperately in need of preservation. But to go after one company that is only making 17% of the litter that is found along the Buffalo River and its tributaries to the exclusion of all other companies, when the company itself as an entity didn't do the littering, they simply put their stuff in packaging. I shake my head. And I know that New York State will probably win. They'll probably be backed up by a judge. And frankly, again, if I were PepsiCo, I would say, okay, New York State, you know what? We're moving all of our people and all of our plants and all of our facilities out of New York State. So go ahead, collect your fine that you're going to win in court, but you're no longer going to get our payroll taxes. You're no longer going to get our incorporation fees and all of our quarterly taxes. Screw you. We're out of here. Does it seem fair to you to go after a company to the exclusion of all other companies that their packaging that they didn't put there is responsible for 17% of the litter along the Buffalo River and along the tributaries of the Buffalo River? It makes absolutely no sense at all to me whatsoever. And yet I know that New York State and Letitia James will win. Why? Because New York State always wins. Why? Because Democratic politicians always win. Why? Because this is New York State, and it is not going to change. And again, you call me a defeatist all you want, but those of you 20 years ago who called me a defeatist, tell me how things have changed over the last 20 years. Tell me how this state has gotten better over the last 20 years for you. And the answer is, it hasn't gotten better for you. I'm just kind of curious where you are on this. Is it, I mean, the fundamental question is, should companies be punished because people who use their products are irresponsible with disposing of trash? What's next? Are they going to go along and start counting cigarette butts on the roadside and saying, okay, Philip Morris, you guys are responsible for 12% of all of these cigarette butts we find on the roadside? Where does it possibly end? It seems to me to be an absolute absurdity. But again, in New York State, the more absurd, the more likely it is to become reality. My opinion. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Your call's coming up after news on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so who should be responsible for the, 17% of products that they've been able to identify along the Buffalo River and its tributaries manufactured by PepsiCo, which, by the way, employs 10,000 New Yorkers. Can you imagine if PepsiCo, headquartered in New York State, said to New York State, up yours. We're taking our operation to Florida. We're taking our operation to the Carolinas. We're taking our operation to a state that is business friendly. Up yours. Have fun trying to make up for our 10,000 employee payroll taxes. Oh, and by the way, I did a little bit of research before the show. I tend to do that sometimes. And if you are a farmer, a dairy farmer, you should know that out of all of the 50 states, cow farts and burps in New York State are the number three out of all the 50 states in terms of bovine emissions. So if this succeeds against Pepsi, why wouldn't you go after dairy farmers? Because New York State, number three in the list of 50 states in terms of cow farts and cow burps. Why wouldn't you go after them? Why wouldn't you go after everybody? 803-0930. Who is responsible? Is it the slobs who leave this stuff behind, or is it the company that makes it and packages it? It's just an unbelievable governmental assent to an abdication of personal responsibility. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And believe me, it doesn't make it easier for me to say Letitia James will handily win re-election no matter whom she runs against. Not only that, but she will, if she ever wants to be governor, she'll be governor, and that's that. Here's Lane in the North Towns. Lane, you're on WBEN. What do you make of all this?
Hi, Tom. It's Wayne with a W, and it's North Towns. I've called you a number of times. I got to say ditto to everything you said on your lead-in about basically New York City and Western New York. Well, it's like mercantilism going all the way back to where they want to put these 655-foot windmills in my town in North Collins, and double the size of the ones on Bethlehem Steel property. But, yeah, we are overrun by New York City, but we do have a voice. And thank God we do have the Constitution of the United States, and there are people who do.
What good is it? What good is it when New York State can throw the Second Amendment out the window, New York State can throw the First Amendment out the window, even our federal government can send FBI agents into churches to monitor abortion hate speech? What good is it? I mean, I think, frankly, the fact of the matter is we can talk all we want about, oh, I'm proud to be an American, but this country is no better than Russia or China. It's just that we are just more hypocritical than they.
Well, I can't disagree with what you just said. However, we do have some people who come to the forefront. I think recently, last year, Carl Paladino put his own money on the line to fight some of the laws, anti-Second Amendment laws, which also the SAFE Act is anti-Fourth Amendment as well. And unfortunately, there was the corruption within the Republican Party by the Republican National Chairman used a secret PAC to take $1.5 million to get himself elected into Congress, and we could have had Lee Zeldin in the governor's mansion right now.
Carl Paladino is a dead issue. I mean, I'm sorry, but Carl Paladino is the past. We got to look at the future. You know, we got to look at the future, and how does New York State benefit in the future? How do you attract businesses to New York State when you're going after a business which employs 10,000 people? Riddle me that.
Exactly, and actually, yeah, Carl Paladino was in the past. We still have David DiPietro, great man who speak and take in the hits, and he does things that are pro business. I don't think they should go after Pepsi like this. I mean, they're not the ones throwing it into the river, but I mean, it's just a shame that people just got to get more involved, and people aren't involved who are on the constitutional side of things. And maybe eventually things can get better, but yeah, are things dead in New York State as far as the Constitution? No. Are they on life support? You bet they are.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't know how old you are and what your life expectancy is, but the chance of New York State changing markedly anytime during your projected lifespan is very slim at very, very best.
I agree with you, and I'm 66 years old.
It's not going to happen. It isn't
going to
happen.
I want to live as long as I can, but I stay in shape. But anyhow, but it doesn't mean we got to lay down. like a railroad track. And perhaps.
But what are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm not trying to give you a hard time here, but what are you going to do to fight it against the behemoth that is the New York State, New York City voting bloc? There's nothing you can do to fight it. It's going to get railroaded through. You know Letitia James is going to win this. You know that the judge is going to back up any appeal that PepsiCo makes. And again, I think the best thing PepsiCo could do is to say, okay, we're going to offer our 10,000 New York State employees the opportunity to move with us to our new headquarters in Florida or Texas.
Yeah, that could very possibly happen, but I still have a voice. And I try to get involved as best I can. It doesn't mean I got to sit down and take it quietly. I'm going to take it. And it's like they want with C-94, the past governor allowed anything over 25 megawatts is going to bypass the local municipalities. And even though all the towns in Southern Erie County have put a moratorium against these windmills they want to put in our town, 330-foot blades, the ones in Lackawanna are only 160. How are they going to get them up there and destroy our land, destroy our aquifer? So, yeah, this is being rammed down our throats. And the only thing we could probably do is mostly peaceful protests and lay down in front of the trucks when they come and be willing to get arrested. That's probably the only thing you can do.
Then you'll be called an insurrectionist and the feds will be all over your ass.
Absolutely. That's right. But and I can't disagree with anything you said, but at least we got to use our voice and we don't. Like I said, I believe we could have had a different governor. Our current governor lost your own town of Hanford by 1,500 votes. And possibly there's a little bit of a light that we can fight. But like I say, I agree with you. I believe Western New York is mercantilism to New York City, the Niagara Power Authority, and that's just one example there. So,
but, okay, at the end of the day, just so I'm sure that we're clear on this, the people responsible for the 17% of pollution that is directly attributable to PepsiCo, are they the people who make the packaging, or are they the people who litter with the packaging?
The people who litter with the packaging and not the people who manufacture it. And that's, I agree with you on that 100%. And they're just going after the deep pockets. This state is so money hungry. And they want to take it and give it for their special interests. And they don't care about what is right. And I agree with you on that. And unfortunately, New York City runs the gamut. And
I wish I could come to you, my friend, with a better, more optimistic message. But after 20, 30, 40 years of this, I'm sorry, but the wishing and hoping things get better, not in your lifetime, you know, just not in your lifetime. It will not happen. I'm sorry, not in New York State.
Well, you're probably right. Let's add California, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut.
True. And no matter what we say on this show, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing because New York City and its politicians and those who want the votes of New York City, like Kathy Hochul, they're always going to win, period. And there's nothing that's going to change that. Nothing.
And we have a man in Albany right now who speaks against the bad people, and he gets bullied, he gets picked on, and David DiPietro gets ridiculed, and he still stands up and speaks. God bless him, because he's willing to do it no matter how much many hits he gets.
And, Wayne, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ron in West Seneca. Ron, who should pay the price for littering the Buffalo River and its tributaries? Should it be PepsiCo, 17% of the traceable single-use plastic packaging, or the people who throw it there like a bunch of pigs?
Hey, Tommy, I haven't talked to you in a while, but full disclosure, just give me a second here. I had a dream about you.
Well, I'd like to hear this.
Well, you broadcast it from my house. It's a weird dream, Tommy. But I know it wasn't you because you were 6'3".
Well, definitely, it definitely was not me.
Definitely was not me.
But on the other hand though, your wife seemed to like it. So I'm just saying, at least because I had the same dream.
That's a zing, man. I love it. I love when you do it, Tommy. I think the people are responsible. It's like this. Here's the analogy, Tom. Money hungry, overzealous, opportunist lawyers are suing gun manufacturers when a gun crime, because, you know, of course, they want to blame guns for crimes and not people. And so I think if that's the case, then they should go after Ford, Chevy, GM, when a drunk gets behind the wheel and takes out a family. It's the same analogy. They're not take responsibility for the person. What they're doing, they're blaming the gun manufacturers. And Pepsi is not responsible for me throwing my trash in the creek. It's me, the individual. They will not go after...
I would agree with you, and I'm glad you brought up Ford and Chevy, GM in general, because that was going to be one of the points I was going to make. What's next? At what point do Ford and GM get levied with a lawsuit by the New York State Attorney General for the contributions of those auto manufacturers to airborne emissions? And say it with me, global warming.
No, I think, Tommy, you're going to have a lawyer in Buffalo, someone that's going to have a feel-good moment. You know, they want to pull at the heartstrings of those who are emotionally anemic. And what they do is they say, hey, we're going after the gun manufacturer. And then they get an applause. Okay, that's all they're looking for. They're looking for the applause. They're looking for that moment. And what they should be doing is concentrating on individuals. Because in the end, we're responsible for ourselves. I'm not responsible for you, unless, of course, I give you too much to drink.
You mean when you're having a dream about me broadcasting from your house? Maybe you should sue me, Tommy, for being in your brain.
I'm not responsible for dreams, Tommy. But
oh, yes, you are. Sleep is not exculpatory, sir, any more than being drunk is.
I agree with you. They're gonna. There's some opportunities out there. New York State. The analogy is there. If a drunk gets behind the wheel, they're going to go after the manufacturer of the vehicle next, and that's going to happen. And as long as I can burp, I hope I offend all the liberals in New York State, because I'll continue to fart and burp as long as I'm offending them.
Well, I'm happy to hear that flatulence and belching is making it onto this program. It's been a long time since we've talked about these things. But look, man, I agree with everything you're saying, including the fact that I'm not 6'3". And my wife does not believe I'm 5'9". But that's because she's taller than I am. And she, yes, anyway, but that's
you
a long story.
Tommy?
Yeah,
you
of course.
Married?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't think you got married. I must have. No, I haven't listened to your show in a while.
Oh, dude! Well, you gotta listen every day. Yeah, I got lucky, man. What can I say? But
Congrats to you.
Well, thank you very much. And there will be no wedding gifts accepted, by the way, when we do our party. It's not a gift grab. It's nothing like that. And we sure don't need a baby stroller at this point. But what's your point? But anyway. the idea, again, what you're talking about fundamentally is individual responsibility. And, you know, with all respect to you, I agree wholeheartedly with what you are saying. I don't see how you can go after a company for 17% of the identifiable single-use plastic waste being found along the Buffalo River and its tributaries when the company didn't put it there. And the only logical sense, much like the guy who called before with the gun manufacturers, let's go after the dairy farmers, because New York State ranks number only I would look up on the company computer, cow farts in New York State. That's right there in my browser history. And New York State is number 3 with what is known as bovine emissions. So dairy farmers, you might be next.
All right. Well, I think the Democrats, in my opinion, are lazy, and they seek opportunity. They seek the easy road. And so they're going to, what they're doing is, instead of going after the individual because they're afraid to upset, you know, maybe their constituents. And I like what that gentleman said about Hamburg. I went to school, I started school in Hamburg, and I'm embarrassed to say that I went to the same schools as Kathy Hochul. And he's right. People in Hamburg do not appreciate her. So I agree with some of them.
No, she did not win in Hamburg. Frank Panasek, the 1791 Society, they've pointed out repeatedly that for a woman from Hamburg, she sure as hell didn't do very well in the governor's race in Hamburg.
They don't like her.
Because people know what a fraud she is. And I don't like going down political road, but I have seen Kathy Hochul change and flip-flop her positions so often, not because of genuine conversions, which I think we all have from time to time, but because of sheer shark-like opportunism, and that there's something fundamentally immoral and wrong about that. If I change an opinion, it's going to be because new information has crossed my mind that has forced a reevaluation of pre-existing conditions, or opinions, I should say. Can you tell?
Agreed.
I've been on the phone with healthcare companies? But as far as the the responsibility for littering, I fail to see how PepsiCo is responsible for people discarding the products where they do. I mean, you're going to go after the cigarette manufacturers for that too, because people leave their butts on the beach instead of picking them up with a sifter like I used to do.
Too much money, Tommy. There's a lot of money made with the taxes. They couldn't care less about our health. They couldn't care less about the environment. They're looking for opportunity, and that's Democrats for you. They do that because they're lazy, and they go after these big companies because they're lazy. They don't want to go after the individuals. They want to blame the big company.
Forget about Republicans and Democrats for just a moment here. If people like you and I, if our opinions were in the majority, things wouldn't be this way. But we are in a significant minority in New York State and even in Erie County. Most people don't agree with you. Most people around here don't agree, I know it might sound shocking, with me.
No, I think it's because they're not as sophisticated as you. And maybe they're a poster child of a failed education. So
sophisticated? You mean the guy who says, hey, here's a lighter, watch this. That's sophistication for you right there. thank you very much. As long as we're talking about flat.
Tommy, have a good day.
All right, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. Next time you have a dream, try to include me in it, okay?
Oh, you were in it, but not in that sense, though. But you were in it. You had that long hair, Tommy.
Well, no, it's short now. Thanks. Thanks very much. The reason I cut my hair, it's kind of funny because I originally did it for the Cabrini movie. And then I said, you know what? I kind of like it shorter. And then I saw Tom Hardy in the movie Legend. And I thought, I think I could pull off that look. And I think I've done it. And it's so much easier to take care of. I'll grant you that. Although, in all fairness, the sides of the hair are getting Pauly Walnuts white, like the Sopranos. Not that it was a stressful summer, but oh my goodness. All right, if you're on hold, kindly stay there, friends. I appreciate that. And again, I'm trying to keep politics out of this to the maximum degree possible. What it really boils down to me, is who is ultimately responsible? The person who makes the packaging or the person who throws the packaging out the window and into the Buffalo River? Or around the Buffalo River. To me, it's the person who... Look, if I were the state attorney general, I would ask the governor to task DEC officers with cracking down on littering and make littering a major priority instead of a throwaway crime. Problem is, in certain areas like the city of Buffalo, those officers are so busy chasing down serious crimes, they don't have time to pull over people for motor vehicle violations, much less littering situations in a lot of cases. And I know how busy you men and women of the Buffalo police are, and my hat is off to you, if I was wearing a hat right now. It's 2:57. More calls from you coming up on WBEN. The state wants to go after PepsiCo because of litter, which to me is like going after dairy farmers because of cow farts. Many times as I can say farts today, I'm going to do it on WBEN.